Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's June 24th, 2023, and I'm Donnie C. But I'm going to play a tape right now. It's from this afternoon, as a matter of fact, Breitbart, and it's Peter Schweitzer. Check him out.
Joined on the line right now by Peter Schweitzer. I think we got the tech issue sorted out. Peter Schweitzer from the Government Accountability Institute, senior contributor here at Breitbart News and best-selling author of multiple books about corruption, including specifically the Biden family. Peter Schweitzer, thanks for joining us here on Breitbart News Saturday.
Hey, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what was going on. We had some tech issues at the top. But,
well,
I had
an issue on my end, Matt. I was standing in a mini-mart line in Kansas, and the line didn't move because the clerk was on the phone the whole time.
I love this. I love the troll callers. They're fun because I think they expose – by the way, that guy does this every weekend, like every single weekend. It's so fun, right? Like, so, but like one weekend I got him to admit that he called in under a fake name and number and state. And then he says his real name is Fred from Kansas, but I don't believe that either. But anyway, the point is that, okay, so Peter, major stuff has come out about the Biden family this week. Synthesize it for us. I think this is maybe the biggest week of this really in years, like of stuff that's come out with this IRS whistleblower stuff. So synthesize it down for us. Break down for us what happened.
Yeah, no, look, this is really, really important. The dam is starting to break. It's really the first time you've had somebody from the inside the government who has said, wait a minute, the way this is being handled is wrong. And I have to say, this is like a quintessentially American story, right? You've got these guys that are in law enforcement with the IRS, you've got the FBI whistleblowers. They could go on, retire, have comfortable lives. They said, no, this is wrong. And so essentially what we know now, based on what they've told us, is that under ordinary circumstances, Hunter Biden would right now be facing indictments, not only for tax evasion charges, which are felonies, but also for violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. The U.S. attorney in Delaware wanted to bring charges in both of those areas and was blocked by the Department of Justice. We also know, based on their testimony, that when it came to the collection of information, that the DOJ, rather than doing their job, which is to get search warrants and execute those search warrants, we've seen that at Mar-a-Lago. We've seen that as it relates to people like Roger Stone. But in this case, a different set of standard. We're going to call the person that is the subject of the search warrant. We're going to call their lawyer and let them know a couple of days in advance that the search is coming. So this is an enormous breakthrough. I don't think these whistleblowers would come forward except for the fact that this is true. And as they've said, all of this can easily be corroborated based on correspondence and based on the information that's available. So it is a devastating blow. And if you look through American history, whether it's Watergate or other scandals, oftentimes it's the cover-up that gets them because they get arrogant, they get greedy, they think they can get away with it, and that's usually when they get caught.
Yeah, and Peter, we're limited on time because we got Congressman McCormick on the line too, so we're going to go to him in a second. But the point here is that on that note, the cover up, not the crime. The fact is that if you look at what Joe Biden himself said repeatedly during the 2020 campaign since he's been president, he said that he never talked to Hunter Biden about their business opportunities, about Hunter Biden's business actions. Now, in the wake of this stuff, the White House counsel spokesman issued a new statement that changed exactly their position. He says now he was never in business with his son. That is a that's the Grand Canyon level of difference between the two different statements. Never talking to your son about his business and not being in business with your son are two very, very different things.
Well, that's correct. And look, it's the continued erosion of their position. When we first exposed in 2018 their deals in China, their initial response was there are no deals in China. Then it became, well, there might be deals in China, But Hunter Biden didn't make any money in China. And then, of course, that – so you see this continued erosion. The other thing that's going on, Matt, is very interesting. You remember when the stuff involving Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, where Hunter got some $4 million. The defense from the Biden team was always this was a legitimate enterprise because Hunter is a highly trained lawyer on an international businessman. Now their position has evolved during the same time period to say, well, look, Hunter was a drug addict. He didn't really know what he was doing. He didn't really know what he was saying. The point is they are flipping and flopping because they know that the noose on this entire enterprise is starting to tighten. And I think that this is going to have major repercussions, not just for the Biden family, but for the 2024 election. And I would not be surprised if we see a Gavin Newsom or somebody else step in based not just on some of the questions about where the president is mentally, because of his age, but also because this scandal has legs. And we already see polls, Harvard-Harris polls, showing a comfortable majority of Americans, including independents, fundamentally believe that he was engaged in criminal activity to aid and help his family's business enterprise.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with all of the above. Peter Schweitzer, we'll get you back again soon. We'll go more in depth on all this stuff. So I really want to thank you for joining us here on Breitbart News Saturday. We'll be tracking this story very closely as it continues to develop. Peter Schweitzer from the Government Accountability Institute, senior contributor here at Breitbart News and author of several best-selling books, including the latest, Red Handed. I really want to thank you again for joining us.
Guilty. I say guilty. All right, we got some callers in the switchboard. Push one on your keypad, and I'll get you right up. I see Lucid Libertarian is in the chat room and also on the switchboard. And Skype, oh, there, push one already. It's spinning.
Hello,
how you doing?
Hello, Donnie.
Hello, dear. And Bianchi.
Your friendly neighborhood Lucid Libertarian Lorianne here.
Yeah.
Happy Saturday.
One of the best shows. You know, yesterday I was listening to Judge Joe Brown, and I heard a familiar voice or two. I heard Sarge and Bianchi, and it was pretty interesting. How you doing, Bianchi?
Doing pretty good. How you doing? You ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm ready. You're going to,
right.
You know what you sent me, you're going to have to make, I got it smaller and I posted it and it went so big. People even called me and said, hey, what are we going to do with this? And I went and looked and it popped. It's really big. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, I mean, you just scan it and it'll take you to that website.
Okay, I hope everybody knows how to do that because I'm one that doesn't.
You don't know how to do a QR code?
No, hell no.
Oh,
come
my
on.
Goodness.
But I had to call somebody in New York to hook my mixer.
What is it that's going on tomorrow? And, yeah, I can't expect Donnie to know how to scan QR codes. Hell,
right.
I don't even barely can do it. When I'm a techie person,
yeah,
I didn't take those QR codes.
Yes. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the UAW Factory Whistle Show, Bianchi and Clay, I believe, will be educating us on what we can do here in Michigan.
Well, it'll be,
go ahead, Bianchi.
It'll be Dale. Dale.
Well, hell no, I'm already wrong. Well, you tell Lorianne what's going on.
Well, Dale Clary is going to speak on Convention of States for the people of Michigan. UAW members who learn and understand and probably sign a petition.
And we've got people from all over the United States, retirees and active workers in Texas. And we even have people in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and all over the place. This unbelievable how many people. Plus, it'll be on Twitter. And then we've got this show thanks to Pianchi and Lori and John Doe and who else? My wife, Cinnamon, and Jean. They all made it happen. We're about 24,000 people. Follow us on.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's everybody's show that's on right now. And I appreciate being educated by these fine folks. And only problem I have is remembering. And I'll get that straight.
Well, I hope so, Donnie.
I do, too. It's starting to worry me a little bit. And I sent in. See, I didn't use Nathan. I didn't call the lady and order it that way. I ordered it from her website because I didn't want Nathan to pay for it. So I went ahead. We went the other way with it, but we did order it. And as soon as it comes, and we're going to try it, and I'll give you a full report on how it works.
Yes. A nice review to see if that stuff helps. And
yes.
I'm crossing my fingers that it does.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. That'd be nice. Wouldn't that be nice not taking any morphine or Norco? It'd be really nice.
Like reducing it. Like if you were even able to reduce how much you take, like by half, I mean, that's even a significant improvement right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping. I don't think it's a miracle worker, but if I can knock off one or two pills, it's called a bridge. I can take a ES, which is a morphine, slow release. And then I take a Norco, I take a 10, which is, Norco is a codone rather. And I take the highest dose of that, and it bridges between, but I take so many pain pills, and I don't really take as many as it's prescribed. I don't. I absolutely don't. So, but if it can knock it down just a little bit more, it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. And muscle relaxers, that'd be nice to knock those down. Lyrica, boy, I'm on all kinds of stuff.
Maybe some of that memory that you're concerned about will start coming back. I mean, because pain pills, you know. They'll mess with your memory big time.
Sure.
I know I had my oral surgery and I had Oxy, prescribed Oxy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, I mean, I was surprised I could remember like my name and birthday, you know, I was forgetting all kinds of stuff.
I got home. I never even heard of this oxycodone crap, and I got a prescription of that, and I got home, and about 2 hours before I went to work, I worked second shift at that time, and I took one, and I sat down to put my boots on, and I'm telling you, I couldn't get out of the chair. I had my bride call the doctor and say, hey, you're going to have to prescribe something just a little bit. I took the bottle back and said, give this to somebody that really needs it. I got to be able to work. You know, I got to be able to work. But I didn't feel anything.
Oh, yeah, I can't function at all. Oxy for me is like the best sleeping pill I could ever take. It's like take one and my ass is passed out within an hour.
Yeah, I didn't want no part of that. I got to be able to do things, work, especially work. And this is the plan he came up with, and I can absolutely motivate on that. But that Oxy, whoo-wee. Anyway, I took it home. I was telling somebody, because I didn't know anything about this pill. I never even really heard. I never heard of it, actually. And oh man, you know, you can sell those for $25 a pill. I said, really? And I had 90. I said, well, I could retire. No, I dumped those suckers. We got a 323 number. 323, you're on.
Yeah, I know I'm on. Okay. Hello, Donnie. Hello, Lorianne. So,
yo.
Hello.
Tell us about...
How you guys doing?
Very good, sir. Tell us about Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard
Tuesday
time.
At 7? Yeah, that's... Oh, did Lorianne tell you?
No, I was there, Joe.
Oh,
was,
okay. Joe Gibson is having a show on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. That's his regular show on Tuesdays. Lorianne, do you want to take over and tell him, or should I continue?
Go for it. I'm munching
on
some pizza at the moment.
Okay. So it's his idea to get the talk show host together in order to form a cohesive unit so that we might have some clout. So Lorianne gave some ideas. I've contributed some ideas. Sarge has contributed some ideas. So he's having the show on Tuesday at 7, between 7 and 9, so that those people who are notified of the show will go to the show so that we can all have some ideas on what to do in order to form a BTR coalition so that we can have some clout, like contacting the media, contacting politicians, letting them know that we are a unified force. And if we get to be enough of a unified force, then maybe we might be able to have some sort of influence. So that's the gist of it. Anything else you want to add, Pizza Eater?
Pizza Eater.
No, that's pretty much the gist of it. And then, you know, just kind of seeing, like, you know, the ideas start, you know, ideas come in and decide, you know, who's going to be involved and in with this. And Sarge wrote up a mission statement that I still never got an email from him on what he came up with for a draft of a mission statement.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I mean, this is an idea that's going to evolve. And then Robert, I sent him the audio of my show promo that I did when I was co-hosting with Dahl and co-hosting on the Prior Network, based on the idea that I had that, you know, hey, let's send each other, you know, do an audio, you know, promo to promote our shows, 30 to 60 seconds or so. And, you know, we can send it to each other and play it, you know, at the beginning of our shows to help promote each other's shows as well. So
uh-huh.
I sent him mine. He sent me his. We both like each other's promo. And so I want to encourage that idea, too. It's between Joe Gibson and anybody else that has shows. Donnie, if you do a promo, an audio promo, that's something that we can just play and we don't have to, like, remember to be like, oh, it's 5 minutes before the, you know, live show is going to end. You know, give everybody some time to plug their show. If we have those promos played, you know, that we can play, then we don't really have to remember to do that. So, yeah, like, it's, you know, I think it's little by little, I think it'll come together. And it should be interesting to see how this evolves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Donnie, did you ever investigate the clip that Lorianne had sent you about the UAW?
Oh, I've got that. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I played that.
Okay.
I got it right away, as a matter of fact, and I haven't talked to you, but yeah, way back. I did talk to you, and I forgot to thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No, you thanked me. You thanked me on Tuesday's show. The thing is that it was a whole hour about the UAW and certain things. So I thought maybe you'd be interested. I don't know if it's the same local as yours, but I thought you would be. And by the way, Lorianne, if I forget your name, it's not because I want to be a wise ass like Donnie, you know, that she can be with me. You know that, right? You know that.
Right. Yeah.
It's just that I've forgotten. So I know that you'll ignore me until I remembered the Laurie Ann part. It might take a little while, okay? In the meantime...
I know, you're still in training. I understand.
You see, Donnie? You see what I have to put up with? And by the way, contrary to your preliminary beliefs, Laurie Ann and I got along well as host and co-host.
I understand that, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, Laurie Ann, Bob has given me the green light. I can put up a show anytime I feel like it. So if I do, how much time in advance would you need in order for you to be the co-host?
I prefer like at least the day before.
A day before?
So that it's not like, you know, like the day before or the night before or something so that I can, okay, heads up.
How about 5 hours, Laurie?
You know, and that way I can get a, you know, set up the show and we can, you know, not scramble like we did before.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was like 5 o'clock. I was like, hey, I was thinking of doing a show tonight. Want to do a show? It's like, okay.
You know what? Yeah, that's just why I asked him, because if something comes to me, I'm going to put on the show right away. Yeah, and I understand that you need a notice in advance. I will let you know the show would be in progress, and when you come on, if you feel like being the co-host, you're the automatic co-host. So you don't have to worry about setting up the show. I'll just put it on and set it up myself, and then I'll let you know. And then if you have the time, you can come on in. And then you can be the co-host.
Yeah, that works. You know, just let me know, you know, as soon as the thought enters your head that you're thinking of doing it. I'm around and available, you know, I'll get back to you.
Sure. Okay, so, Donnie, I'm glad you got the UAW notification. I'm glad you looked into
Thank
it.
You.
I know Laurie had sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you'll be part of this, coalition of BTR hosts. At least hopefully you show up on Tuesday. And I still don't have my show up because I'm not thinking putting up a show about anything yet. I just wanted to know if I could get the green light from Bob. He said, yeah. So in case an idea does come to me or if you want a promotion, Donnie, or something like that, let me know.
All right.
You don't have my phone number. Yes, you do. You have my phone number.
Yes, I
do. Send me a text. And I'll do a promotion for the show, okay?
Well, I appreciate that.
When I get up on the air. When I get up on the air, I'll remember. Even if I don't have a promo, hopefully I'll remember because my memory's just as bad as yours.
Oh, I don't think so.
I got ADD. I used to have it really bad. It's improved.
Well, that's good. That's good. You seem to have a good memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I used to have a memory of it like a steel trap. Now? I'm almost worried that I have, the onset of dementia. I don't think I have that yet, but I know people who have, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, it's scary. It sure is.
I worry about that, too, because, I mean, my grandmother had Alzheimer's and everything, and sometimes I just kind of, you know, I just tell myself it's me having stoner brain, and that doesn't. And then that's
yeah, well, that
scary.
Contributes too. Yeah.
Yeah. Laurie Ann, that does not help.
Yeah, I mean, people who smoke weed over a long period of time, you know, they've been known to have a few memory cells, disabled.
Yes. That's why I don't smoke. I smoked it years ago, and it put me right to sleep. Now that was about 40 years ago, and I right out, man. I slept like a baby. That was the best sleep I've had, though, in a long time.
Yeah, just before I came on, I was listening to how Oxy puts Laurie Ann to sleep, and painkillers put you to sleep. And I don't take painkillers unless I'm in real pain, because I don't want to get any kind of, any kind of addiction to them.
Right.
But, luckily I've had pain, but I've been able to endure it for a long time. And now I'm free of pain. At this moment, I have nothing that's bothering me, but don't ask me tomorrow, because all of a sudden it just pops.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Yeah. Well, I've been taking pills for so long, I know I can cut way down, but I'd be afraid to stop. I'd probably put my head through the wall.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. Well, I don't have any.
The mailbox. I can't walk.
Yeah, the withdrawal from that stuff is no joke, man. It is no joke. My friend that had cancer, and he had 3 back surgeries, and it is no joke that when he was trying to, you know, wean himself down, just to like cut himself down by half on how much he was taking, and he would start having the withdrawals, it's like, holy crap. I mean, he would be like ghostly white, sweaty, very irritable, shaky, the whole nine yards, man. But he was trying to, like, you know, go as long as he could without taking one so that he could scale back how much he was taking. So, yeah, it is no joke. You don't cut yourself off cold turkey off of that stuff. You got to slowly wean yourself down from it.
Not to interrupt, but I am going to get off now. So
right, Joe.
I want to say hi to you guys, find out if you found out if that information was useful for you, Donnie, and to let you know, Lorianne, that if I ever do pop up on the BTR again, I am going to look for you to be the co-host again. So I want to let you guys enjoy the rest of your show and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. Well, talk to you Tuesday.
All righty. I will be your internet radio booty call when you need me.
Yeah. Well, don't say it like that, because then I'll start thinking about the real thing. And then I'm thinking, here I am alone by myself, and here she is talking about booty calls. And I have no plans of going to get a real booty call. So, oh, man. All right. Thanks a lot, Lorianne, for that image. Oh, good God.
All right.
I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Joseph Gibson.
That's it. Yeah. Good night, guys.
Good night. And by the way, we have breaking news. LSU just tied up the score 3-3 against Florida. Number 5, LSU is playing number 2 in the first game of the College World Series. So, nice home run. Top of the 8th. Top of the 8th. Good job. Them kids can play some ball, man. All right, we're back. We got people in the switchboard. Push 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. I don't know.
We said hi. Oh, Pianchi talked about the Convention of States thing that's going on tomorrow.
Yeah. It's 8 o'clock on the UAW show, and they'll be talking. And because so many people don't know what that is, and you can sign up. Did you send me a text message? Is that what you said? Hold on. I got to go to my... People are in...
Where's Clinton?
She's working, like a good wife should be.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know. I'm terrible. But that's it. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. And let's see. Let me go to the top of this sucker. No, I didn't get an email.
I said text.
Oh, text. Damn. I don't know. Well, half the time I don't even go to my text. Okay, hold on.
You need to have a...
You got a photo.
Huh?
A photo? You sent me a photo.
Yeah, that shows that you came and visited Friday. That's how many people download that program. I mean, it's
478,000 downloads. Wow.
And over 20-some-odd thousand in India listen.
Well, that's pretty damn good there, Bianchi. That's damn good. Wow. The illegal immigration hurts the poor, even if Dems deny it. Yeah, that, I agree. I definitely agree with that, because they'll take all those low-paying jobs. I've seen so many people flipping hamburgers and things like that because they got to take the job, you know? Got to take the job. Hey, bring it, boy. How you doing, buddy? Go ahead, Bianchi.
Then there's this one report about this big old town that's being built over there in Texas, outside of Houston, where Latinos are illegal, so they say.
Yeah. Yeah, they're building these little, I don't know.
Colonies.
And they're putting them up for these illegals. And we have veterans and other people living on the streets, but care.
Now, these are private homes that they're building for the illegals. Apparently, they pay for them.
The ones I seen they're putting up, and I don't know if it was Texas, but it was down there somewhere, and they're little. They've got an air conditioner, a bed, a little kitchenette.
No, these are homes. These are like
these
community are like 35 to 50,000 and it's going to be in this community. Damn near enough to start another congressional district.
Wow. Yeah.
And supposedly they're averaging about 200 a month.
200
in the
a month.
Construction.
Hmm.
Apparently there's a family in Texas, the Harris family, that's supposed to be pretty wealthy. And I think he owns that land. But I know I texted to you. I texted to Laurie, gave it to her on her Facebook Messenger. So in case you wanted to take a look at that. Very interesting.
Well, we got to take care of these people, you know. We do have to take care of them. Bring it, boys. They justify the money being sent. FEMA offered to give them, I don't know what the hell that is. Katrina trailers. Oh, I got you. Yeah, but they were full of asbestos, man. They trashed all of those trailers. Now, Be Wise, how you doing? Man. Jean, is that you? She hasn't pushed one, so she's just listening. Jean's a hard worker. So we'll let her slide.
Yeah, she sent the pictures of all the work that she's been doing with the greenhouses and the planting and just all that stuff. And I invited her to my place, like, you know, come visit me for a month or so. If you ever get bored.
Yeah.
If there was ever a case for, like, cloning somebody, it would be her, you know. I could totally use a clone of Jean around my house right now.
Oh, yeah, me too. Can you imagine? That would be nice. I would enjoy that. Anyway, are anybody surprised about the Hunter Biden deal.
Oh, not at all. Remind me, I have an article open on my laptop, but I'm outside right now having a cigarette. So, but remind me, because I got an article that I want when you were playing the clip about Hunter Biden. I scrolled through my Lucid Libertarian page to pull up this article. So give me a few minutes and I'll pull
all
that
right
up.
We can do that. We can wait for Lori Amp for a minute.
Yeah, I just got done eating. It's the whole after dinner, after eating cigarette. But
I got you.
Yeah, like I like that clip that you had because it points out like how the story always changes. And it's like, you know, like father, like son, honestly, you know, it's with changing stories. I mean, Joe Biden's been like that his whole life. He's always changed his story. Everywhere he goes, it changes.
yeah.
He's a notorious liar, you know,
and you got to wonder.
You can't believe anything that guy says.
You got to wonder why, how lunch pail Joe gets elected every 6 years back and when he was in the Senate. But then I wondered how Ted Kennedy got reelected every 6 years, and it wasn't even close. No matter who ran against either one of these guys, it wasn't even close. And here Teddy, I thought his career was over with when he didn't get that gal out of his car. And of course the guy, the diver that went down to get her, said she was alive for, because there were scratches on the ceiling and there was a pocket of air she could get to. And he guessed she was alive for about an hour. Can you imagine that? And he's at home and they're trying to figure out how they can spin this deal. I guess they spun it pretty good. They kept electing the guy till he died.
It does make you wonder. It really does make you wonder. Like, if that right there should be evidence for, you know, long-term accusation of voter fraud. Because I find it very hard to believe that people like that continuously actually get legitimate voters to vote them, to keep voting them in and re-electing them over and over again. I mean, we look at Pelosi, that boggles my mind. People like Maxine, what's her bitch?
Waters. She doesn't even live
in
her district, and they keep electing her. She lives in a pretty big size house, and it's not even her district that she takes care of, and it's a mess. People living on the streets, crime, but she's not bothered with that. And somehow she keeps getting elected.
I mean, I wondered that about even our own prior governor, Kate Brown, you know, when she got reelected, everybody hated her. I didn't understand it. Like even, you know, even Democrats that I asked, I was like, you know, do you actually like Kate Brown? And no, you know, somebody else too. Yet she won.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand.
No, you're right. You wonder how in the hell these people get reelected over and over and over and over again. It just boggles the mind how they do it, but I guess they do it. I don't know. I don't know how.
It's either, I mean, there's such a thing as name recognition, all right? But that can't explain everything. You know, that just can't totally explain it. I don't know. It really baffles me. So, okay, so the article that I was telling about, going back to the Hunter Biden thing, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see. So if Hunter Biden pleads guilty next month, as expected, to two misdemeanor tax evasion charges, he'll be admitting he shorted the U.S. government of about $100,000 in taxes he owed in 2017-2018. But that's a far cry from the evidence the IRS and the FBI developed showing a pattern of tax evasion and avoidance that stretched back to his father's term as vice president a decade ago, according to newly released documents and testimony. Supervisory IRS agent Gary Shapley told Congress in bombshell testimony made public Thursday that federal agents had evidence Hunter Biden had failed to pay about $2.2 million in taxes dating to 2014 and planned to pursue multiple felonies before they were thwarted by political appointees of the Justice Department. That alleged interference, according to Shapley and a second IRS whistleblower, from refusing to approve search warrants and specific indictments sought in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, to allowing the statute of limitation to expire on some of the more serious offenses. The meddling was so extensive, Shapley said, quote, there is no way of knowing if evidence of other criminal activity existed concerning Hunter Biden or President Biden, unquote. What IRS and FBI agents were certain of, and career tax prosecutors signed off on after receiving a detailed prosecution recommendation memo, was that evidence supported charging the first son with failing to pay large sums of taxes and in some years even to file tax returns, both whistleblowers asserted. The report includes itemized elements of each violation for each year. This recommended felony tax evasion charges that 7201 is tax evasion and 7201 is also a felony for the tax years 2014, 2018, and 2019, Shapley explained in his transcribed interview with the House Ways and Means Committee. And then the article goes on into, you know, some more details from that. I don't think that you want me to, like, read the full entire long article. And so, you know, all this stuff is coming to light, you know, so it's like, oh, you know, it's only $100,000. That's what, you know, the Biden excusers are going to try to pull, you know, that they're going to try to spin it and be like, oh, it was just for 2017, 2018, just $100,000, no big deal, right?
Right.
But according to these whistleblowers, it goes far beyond that, and also, you know, pulling favors by evading issuing search warrants and evading anything that would actually pursue charges and all that, you know, and letting statute of limitations run out, things like that, in order to protect then Vice President Sonny Boy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, so we're going to, you know, that they're going to spin this, you know, that mainstream media is not going to highlight this $2.2 million tax case against Hunter Biden. You know, you're not going to see CNN being critical as a result of it. And
no.
At the same time, you know, as much as I know that the Bidens are, you know, crime family and everything, the tax-related issues, my being libertarian, if it wasn't Hunter Biden, I'd probably be cheering for it, right? Because there's that part of me that's like, hey, you're failing to, you know, pay taxes? Well, good on you. <laughs> You know? Fuck paying taxes, right? I'm libertarian, you know?
Yeah, right.
You shouldn't even have to be paying it. Unless, of course, the only taxes that really, you know, after, you know, listening to, you know, my guest Dave Champion and having his book and stuff, the only taxes that should be owed are, you know, basically if you're a foreign person working within non-earning income, or if you're an American citizen working abroad earning income. And so in Hunter Biden's case, the taxes that would be owed would be him flying to China and his business dealings there, and him going to, you know, the Ukraine and his business dealings and wherever else, and gaining income and revenue from those foreign business dealings, right? Because he's in that case, he's working as an agent for a foreign
right.
company.
Mm-hmm.
And being paid as an agent for a foreign company, like a representative, and that's the other third class of people that pay that are, you know, legally obligated to pay federal income taxes. So those are the things that I'm actually most focused on. Like, if it's, you know, his own income that he made within the United States while he's here in the United States, then okay, fine. I'm all for that. Don't pay those in taxes. But if that $2.2 million tax case is mostly involved with his foreign dealings and acting as an agent for these foreign companies in the Ukraine and China, then, yeah, then throw the book at him, man. Throw the book at him.
Since when do you only pay $100,000 on $2.1 million tax bill? That should be the penalty, you know, just the penalty for being late. There's people in prison right now, in prison, that had less things than Hunter, and they're serving 2-3 years prison sentences.
Yeah, I know some people got in some trouble with that foreign agent lack of registration. They was speaking up for a country.
Yeah,
that's the most recent email I just sent you. I sent you one before that.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, people should be asking questions. Why did we go to jail on this? They talk about Wesley Snipes when he was arguing the 861 issue as it applies to the income tax. You got Joe Louis. They took his $255 that they usually give you when you die.
Yeah, yeah. Sammy Davis Jr., don't forget
Chuck
him.
Chuck Berry, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Cole Willie.
A hell of a lot more than, matter of fact, Willie said he went out, he had to go on tour, and he didn't want to, but he said, I had to pay that tax bill. And the penalty alone, he said, took everything he made from that concert tour. Just the penalty.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, my question is this. Is he paying taxes on those bribes?
What'd you say, Gene?
Of course not.
The $5 million here, the $10 million there, whenever it is now. You know, the millions of dollars that, you know, they've taken illegally.
No.
Well, see, here's the thing. The Internal Revenue Service don't care how you get it, as long as you pay taxes on it. Now, if you derived it illegally, then that's supposed to go to the Department of Justice. IRS can't put you in jail. It's just like
at least not yet.
And they can sure take
they
your
can
money.
Show up with their own SWAT team, but they don't have their own jail set up yet. But I would be willing to bet that that's in the works.
That's the way they got Al Capone.
Yeah, that's how they got
the activity
him.
That he done was illegal, but they just wanted him to pay the taxes. Now, it was the DOJ that came after him on the illegality on operations he was doing.
But, you know, my question is this, too. Could you imagine if this was Don Jr. or Eric Trump? I mean, between the drugs and, you know, the drug pictures and the explicit photos that have been out there and the taxes, the gun of being beat illegally, I mean, all of that. Could you imagine if it was one of them? They'd be rotting in a in a dungeon for the rest of their lives, not just in a jail, in a dungeon.
Well, this lack of action is due to Garland, the head of the DOJ, and he still have sore feelings and animosity because he wasn't chosen for the Supreme Court. Thank goodness. There, in fact, lies the problem there. And his lying.
All I know is this Republican House needs to get their act together and get moving on this. And bringing the charges against him.
Congress can't file charges against him. It takes the DOJ.
Against Biden, they can. The impeachment charges.
Yeah, impeachment. But, you know, just like Jim Jordan said, if you do that, that's the only thing it'll take every bit of their time up until the new reelection. And he said we wouldn't be able to get anything done.
Now, I'll tell you, somebody else could go after is the state that he didn't file no state income tax. Now, that state attorney general could prosecute him.
Yeah, but that guy dropped all charges, all of them. He didn't find anything, he said. Come on.
Of course not.
And Bring It Boy, I got it, so I will play it. Bring It Boy wants me to play this for you guys. Lorianne brought up Maxine Waters. And listen to her tell a group of homeless people to go home.
I want everybody to go home. And I want
you. We don't got no home.
Okay.
That's why we here.
Miss Miss Waters, can you home with your crowd too?
That's the most. Nothing is going to happen today. Nothing is going to happen anymore today.
But what about all these names?
What we gonna
do?
That's why I'm here, and so I will be downtown with Lassum. I will get the House of Authority. That's why they came out here today. I made them come out.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. And you need to know why they're failing, because Blanca Jimenez repeated, we gave a several meeting requests for you concerning this in Lhasa for years. And that is that
you're there. Nobody in Washington who works for their people in
the I believe you.
I don't want to hear it.
I believe you. So can we finish
that? No.
Work with me.
No.
Work with me so we can house people. That's
and
what I'm saying.
I do every day.
Congressman, we're just, in case you can't see, showing video of you standing on the aisle and shaking a number of presidents' hands over the years, both Republicans and Democrats. So my final question to you, Congressman Engel.
No, you have not. Excuse me.
Talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had been talking to me about standing on the aisle and shaking hands.
No, I'm sorry, Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Yes.
I'm talking
okay.
to Congressman Engel, who has
okay.
stood there and we've shown over the years.
Oh, he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Mr. Debate, I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter?
There is no debate. There is no debate.
I have not called for impeachment.
You said I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. That's what you tweeted.
Yeah, but here's what I've said. Here's what I've said. I've said that we need the information.
My greatest desire is to lead him right into impeachment.
Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Impeach 45.
Because I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
The chair wishes to remind all members that they are to address their remarks to the chair.
I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. And so I shall continue. Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers.
Minded to direct her remarks to the chair. The general lady will continue in order.
I will continue to do that. However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time, and no, I do not yield not one second to you. Not one second. Not one second to you.
Wow. Thank you, Bring Your Boy. That's Lori Ann's favorite.
Well, you know, she made some statements there. She was speaking on some things that she really had no business speaking online. And I'm not sure what housing authority she was talking about. But if it was a local or state housing authority, she has no jurisdiction there whatsoever.
Well, that's what it sounded to me.
Yeah.
She didn't
have no jurisdiction there. And coming out of St. Louis, I don't know what type of, I don't know what discrimination she's seen that I ever remember of, where it was a major issue.
Yeah. Wow.
All I heard was somebody going, feel sorry for me because of this, my skin color. You know?
Wow. Yeah.
But she was just giving a pat on the hand with the One United Bank that her husband worked at and directing bailout money to this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he that bank definitely got a bailout.
But she can't be too important as long as she's been in office at that position and has only attained about, what, $4 million net worth. She's been coming out either ignored or on the short end of the stick when it comes down to enriching yourself from corruption. I know her daughter, she pays her daughter about $200,000 a year to open envelopes and answer the phone.
That's what I was going to say. Her daughter's making pretty good money. Well, that's how it goes in the Senate, in the House. But I loved it when she said, go home. And that one lady hollered, we don't have a home. That's why we're here. My God.
But see, that's the thing is, she's another one that's been elected over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And she has done nothing to solve the problems of her community. Yeah. Nothing. If anything, she's made them worse.
Yeah. California, San Francisco especially, they're complaining like hell, the officials, about these homeless people. Well, I tell you what, if you offer them free needles, money every month, guess where they're going to go? They're going to leave wherever they're at and show up in San Francisco to get that money. I think it's $200 a month. And the lady that said, I'm not going to support the police. I want to defund the police. Now she's screaming for police to be in her neighborhood because I forgot the name of it. I don't know if it's the Tenderloin or what. They have different names. But it's a highfalutin neighborhood. And now they're getting broke into and their car's being stolen. She wants help. I say vote her out of office.
I agree. Oh, they won't. They won't.
We got somebody just, who sent me this? It doesn't say. Let me
in the chat, this. I just sent you a link on YouTube if you get a chance to play some of it.
All right. I will do that.
It's 8 minutes. It's the full thing is 8 minutes long, but you can pretty much get the gist of it in like 3 or 4 minutes. But
All right.
It's from last, what, it's Lauren Boebert from Colorado.
Yeah.
Introducing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Definitely worth giving a listen to, at least for
I
some
will.
Of it.
I will play it. Now, this is about a liberal Michigan city that banned gay pride flags. I believe it's Hamtramck, but I'm not.
Very interesting.
Really?
So there's a suburb in Michigan, and everybody was all happy. Well, here, I'll just tell you the story. In 2015, many liberal residents in Hamtramck, they celebrated as the city attracted international attention for becoming the first in the United States to elect a Muslim majority city council. They viewed the power shift and diversity as a symbolic but meaningful rebuke of the Islamophobic rhetoric that was a central theme of then Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. This week, turn the page. Many of those same residents watched in dismay as a now fully Muslim and socially conservative city council passed legislation banning pride flags from being flown on city property that had, like many others being flown around the country, been intended to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community.
Uh-oh.
Be careful what you wish for, I guess, right? So they got their Muslim city council to fight back against Donald Trump's Islamophobia. Turns out they're conservatives. Turns out they're conservatives, and they push back against Pride Month. And again, I don't think anybody ever had a problem with Pride Month. I don't think anybody ever, nobody. Everybody wants equality for gay people, LGBTQ. Everybody wants equality. Everybody wants to discriminate, as far as I can tell. But there has now been lately, with all the pronouns and the child going through gender-affirming surgery care and all that stuff and drag queens performing for children and all, this is the backlash. There's a backlash. And biological males competing in female spaces and sports and going into their locker. So a lot of people feel like that has gone too far.
All right. So that's what it's about. And Dearborn.
They sound like they're idiots. You know, where were they at when everybody was up against the statues of American soldiers? And wanted to take them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where were they?
Yeah. And also the battle flag. Where were they?
Definitely the battle flag.
Yeah, so when they're taking down their banners and flags, people are off of their private fences and posters and notifications, advertising. Mm-hmm. Their ideology, people are snatching them down.
That's right.
You know, like I said, like they were snatching down the statues of soldiers that fought for the United States.
Well, you know, you did hear the latest fourth has been renamed, right?
What? Yeah. What? No. Say that again.
Fort Bragg is now Fort Liberty.
Yeah. And, Fort Benning is now changed, too. I forgot the name of it. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Seriously. I was shocked.
It's Fort Moore. I just looked it up. It's Fort Moore. Why is
Fort
Moore? Who's Moore?
Well, I'll tell you who Moore is. I'll tell you. That guy's a hero. I am not going to complain about, I think he got to be a general, but I'm not sure. He was, he was a colonel. When I followed him, he was a speaker also. He was a motivational speaker. The guy in Vietnam, What? There's a movie, as a matter of fact. There is a movie, and it's When We Were Soldiers. One of the best movies ever made. It was his, the people, it was with him in Vietnam. And he called for a broken arrow. Now, if you know what broken arrow means, back in the Vietnam era, broken arrow is come in, just torch it, because their camp is being overrun. And he called for it, and that was the beginning of people knowing what the hell was going on in Vietnam, because nobody knew the war that was going on at that time. Nobody knew about it until that time. But the guy, if you can watch it, if you can get it, watch it. It's When We Were Soldiers. Oh, it was a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah, that is a great movie. Yep.
Oh, and then you know who he is. And you know, that's who they named.
That's the one with Mel Gibson in it, right?
That's right.
Was Mel Gibson in that one? Yep.
Yeah. He was Moore. He played Moore.
But still,
very good.
I mean.
No, I agree. We shouldn't be being Fort Benning is always going to be Fort Benning. I was there. Fort Jackson, I'm waiting for them to get rid of that. I was there. And
I mean, yeah, they'll rename it to Fort Zelensky, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Fort Zelensky to be the new name of something.
Fort Obama. It'd be something. Can't believe
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think so. We give in to these, like 5% of the population is doing this, and we give in. They scream, we listen, we give them anything they want, and that's why this crap is going on.
Well, it's like this whole June, you know, being Pride Month. It's like they're shoving it down our throats for a whole damn month. Now, if you and I went out and go, I'm proud to be a heterosexual, and they have T-shirts made and, you know, marched in the streets that we're proud to be heterosexual, well, we get called every name in the book. We'd have the cops after us. You know what I mean? We would be rioters. We would be this. We would be that. Even if we're just conservative, not showing off. I mean, it's like I saw some of these parades, and it's like they're all but buck naked. You know, I'm like, how is that not indecent exposure?
No, I know. I know.
And there was a tape that I heard. It was Pride in New York City. They were doing a march, and it says there was chanting. Do you see that? You guys posted it in the group chat about.
Yeah, and I posted a YouTube link to it in our chat here.
We're gay.
Oh, if Donnie
we're
wants
here,
to play
we're gay,
it.
And we're after your children. We're here, we're getting here after your children. And I'm like, talk about being right there in your face.
Well, I see that. I don't have that clip. But
yeah, I put it in our chat room, in your chat room.
Oh, okay. But I got one from you right now.
Oh, we're here, we're queer.
Lower.
And we're talking about your children.
Yeah, it's
Lauren.
The most recent one, the last one that I posted.
Okay. I will check it out, but I already got this queued up, and Lorianne sent this also in the chat room. Oh, God, I got to turn that up.
Joseph R. Biden, Jr.
That's as loud as it gets, big of them.
For high crimes and misdemeanors. Resolve that Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr. is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. And that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate. Articles of impeachment exhibited.
Talk in
the
damn microphone.
Of the United States of America in the name of itself and of the people of the United States of America against Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States, in maintenance and support of its impeachment against him for high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 1 of power. The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives, quote, shall have the sole power of impeachment, end quote, and that the President of the United States, quote, shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, end quote. In his conduct as President of the United States and in violation of his constitutional oath, faithfully to execute the office of the President of the United States and to best and to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Joseph R. Biden Jr. has abused the powers of the office of the President of the United States. In fact, using the powers of his office, President Biden has knowingly presided over an executive branch that has continuously, overtly, and consistently violated federal immigration law by pursuing an aggressive open borders agenda, by purposely and knowingly releasing more than 2 million illegal aliens into the interior of the United States without the intention or ability to ensure that they appear in immigration court to face asylum or deportation proceedings. President Biden has intentionally facilitated a complete and total invasion at the southern border. President Biden ended the migrant protection protocol to require aliens seeking asylum to remain in Mexico while being processed by the Department of Homeland Security. President Biden has closed Department of Homeland Security detention facilities and refused to cooperate with the state and local law enforcement officials in securing the border. He has allowed illegal aliens to enter the United States as asylum seekers, despite knowing they did not qualify for asylum. President Biden has pursued this open border agenda purposefully and willfully, circumventing every safeguard, check, and balance required by law, resulting in mass illegal immigration into the United States to the detriment of the American people. President Biden, with such conduct, has demonstrated a failure to uphold federal immigration law, violating his oath to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with the rule of law and to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Wherefore, President Biden, by such conduct, warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Article 2, dereliction of duty. The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives, quote, shall have the sole power of impeachment, end quote, and that the President of the United States, quote, shall be removed from office on impeachment for and the conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors, end quote. In his conduct as President of the United States and in violation of his constitutional oath, faithfully to execute the office of the President of the United States and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Joseph R. Biden Jr. has neglected the constitutional duty of the office of the President of the United States. In that neglecting the powers of his office, President Biden has abandoned his duties to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed and upheld by presiding over an executive branch that is continuously and overtly and consistently refused to enforce the nation's immigration laws and secure the southern border. President Biden has endangered the security of the United States and the health and safety of the American people.
Hello?
I was just wondering the same thing.
Oh, I thought my phone disconnected or something, but
well, I thought at first, well, maybe I got dropped, and then when you did the hello, I was like, well, maybe it wasn't me.
Yeah, but there was a vote on it too, on pursuing the articles of impeachment, and I'm trying to look up the numbers. So give me a moment, but you might be surprised at how many people voted for it.
Wow. Conservative nation media said, and the liberal government here in New Mexico is going right along with whatever, well, he didn't say whatever, Biden wants. Yeah. I don't hear any of them complaining. Not at all.
Looks like by a vote of 219 to 208, the House referred two articles of impeachment against Mr. Biden, one for abuse of power and one for dereliction of duty, to the Homeland Security and Judiciary Committees. So 219, it passed to be referred on to Homeland Security and Judiciary Committees to move on and proceed.
How many did not vote?
Yeah. Who voted present?
Or didn't vote at all?
Or no V. It would say NV.
I'm looking that up. Actions.
Yeah. Well,
that would be.
It wasn't a very high number. I think it was like maybe like around 10 that were a no vote.
Really?
If I'm remembering right, but I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to see if I can dig up the actual no votes.
Yeah, BY said, "Where are the child trafficking counts?" That's true. I'd like to see that. Lorianne, you listened to all the tape. I didn't listen to all the tape or play all the tape. Did they have anything about that? About child trafficking?
No, not that.
But of course,
I think, you know, part of that does have to do with the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if this proceeds, that would be an element of it, you know, for further investigation for, you know, when you're talking about the flooding of people across the border, then with that comes all of the cartels that are bringing in the drugs and the fentanyl and then, of course, the human trafficking as well. So I think that would all kind of come out in that process.
Right. BY said no president follows the so-called laws of the U.S. And he wants to know about organ harvesting. We've seen pictures of that.
You get that email on the box bridge that collapsed in Montana?
No. Hold on. Let me go to my mail here. How was this?
Yeah,
looking?
The train derailment. Yeah, train derailment from due to the bridge collapse over the Yellowstone River.
No, I didn't even know anything about it. How in the hell did I not know that?
It comes from Gateway Pundit.
Yeah, I see that. Wow, that's a hell of a picture. Plunged into the Yellowstone River in Montana after a bridge collapsed on Saturday. According to reports, fuel spilled into the river. A large federal emergency response is underway after 8 rail cars plunged into the river after the bridge. Wow, that is amazing. How in the hell that bridge collapsed, you got to ask, right? This is the guy driving taking a movie. Wow.
Well, that bridge looked like something out of a wrecking ship.
Yeah, it does. That's true. You know, they got a bridge like that in Kentucky. And it's a train.
That's what you call a through, THRU bridge. But hell, it's not that high above the water.
No, it isn't.
you went down the river on a canoe, you probably bumped your head.
Yeah. Yeah, it's low. That's a low bridge. The cars didn't fall that far. Hell, you can still see. Looks like
they're probably
tent.
Already getting their feet wet when they crossed over.
Yeah, you're just a mess. That's all. It's funny how all these bridges and derailments all over the place. You know, after,
I think it's
after,
sabotage. I think it may be a little sabotage going on.
I tell you, after the what was it? The Palestine derailment. All of a sudden, all these websites were showing all these derailments all over the country that you never hear about.
Sorry, I'm looking to see if I can find the numbers. Because, I mean, I'd be interested to know how many Republicans either voted present or did not vote at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our government at work, even on the Congress's website, it doesn't have the vote totals on that articles of impeachment updated yet. I look there and I'm like, where's the vote totals? It hasn't even updated yet.
Yeah, I
look
at
good, you know, good job there, government.
I find it there. You know, it seems like they would have it out there, but they want to cover it up.
Well, you see, here's the thing with this. These people are exercising some blatant corruption. And it's going to take more in the election to get rid of them. It's going to take some ass whooping, good old-fashioned type ass whooping.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can rise up some citizens that are willing to do that. I mean, you got to, these people is violating their trust, violating the oath, totally disregarding, snobbing in your face. And then you've already, they have already set the standards for those who come behind and say, well, he done it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I got on a rabbit trail.
That's what public lynchings was all about. It not only punished a criminal, but it also sent a message.
Somebody is claiming, and I'm just trying to find if video and or footage, that when PM Modi was coming to the White House, that people were dressed in the marching band was dressed in the British uniforms, like from the Revolution. And that's interesting because I've heard, and I don't know if we talked about it on here or if it's just someplace else, that actually we have never been out from under British control. We're still under British control. And there's been things that have happened with Biden, like when he says, God save the Queen.
Yeah.
Why would he say that? Why?
Because he's 83 years old, maybe?
No.
No?
There's certain things that have come up like that, that it just doesn't, it does not make sense. And then if it's true that the marching band was in a British uniform, why would they be in a British uniform for the United States greeting this guy from India?
I haven't heard that or seen that. Where did you hear that?
Beck.
Glenn Beck? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I can't answer that.
I'm just, you know, certain things are just, you know what I mean? All of this is not adding up. And partially because I listen to a lot of the alternative media and
right.
you know, and follow a lot of the conspiracy theories as you wish, I guess. I don't know. But when you watch it and you listen and, you know, like, I listen to Andy Ngo a lot and X-22 and things like that. And there's things that just, that they point out and you kind of go, huh. And you sit there and you look at it and start looking at it and it's like, wow. Yeah, why is that? That doesn't make sense. And I can't remember who it was I was listening to that was saying that actually we have not been out from under British control. It's just never been advertised, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it. Kind of like we're the ace in the up the sleeve kind of thing. So
I never heard of that.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that. But, you know, there's a lot of things.
Like I said, though, it's true. I can't play the video on my phone when I'm on the phone, so it won't allow me. So I can't verify, but again, because I've been looking it up. Yeah,
BY said, because the American sheeple are so sedated, they just can't seem to shake it off. Yeah.
Right.
That might be true. It sure does seem like it.
Well, and you know this submarine that imploded this week? The submersible that was looking for the Titanic?
Yeah.
Okay. The real, again, conspiracy, you know, things, but is it really conspiracy things? Somebody that is like a friend of a friend kind of thing, okay, who researches up the yin-yang, just researches constantly. And a friend of mine posted this and says he always connects the dots. And this is what he found. One of the passengers was the head of a company that made ammonium nitrate that came up missing. One was the head of a company that had chemical spill, or that had the chemical that spilled in East Palestine. And, of course, one of the board members was a Rothschild. And one was an AI executive.
Well, I know that there was supposed to be at least one billionaire on there, I know. I think with his son, which was 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know who it was. But I guess the Coast Guard knew that everybody was lost Sunday.
Yeah. But then why were they telling us that they had so many hours left of air?
Till Thursday.
I mean, that was
supposed to have air.
Right. I mean, it didn't add up when they were seeing that, because even when they were seeing all of that, because with all the technology we have now, there was no reason that they couldn't find, air for your quotes, the submersible. Okay, they know exactly where the ticket and where it was found. How far, I can't remember, it wasn't very far from the Titanic itself. You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It does not add up. It just doesn't add up. It's like, was this intentional? Were these people actually killed instead? Especially if one was, you know, head of the company that made the ammonium nitrate that came up missing. One was head of the company of the chemical that was sold in East Palestine, and one being in Rothschild, and one being an AI executive. I mean, it's just, it's all a conspiracy theory if you want, but.
I don't know. Yeah, Lorianne put down BlackRock and JP Morgan are drooling over the Ukraine rebuilding plans. Oh, yeah. Don't you know how many billions and billions and billions of dollars they're going to get for that? We get to rebuild it.
Yeah, I just posted a link to an article about that. Yeah, BlackRock and JP Morgan, boy. They're going to be sitting pretty.
I tell you what, BlackRock, I consider them an enemy of the United States. They got their hands on everything. They've got
a chokehold on everything.
Yeah.
Banks, stocks, business, you name it. They got a chokehold on everything.
And I said this before on the show on Be Wise, but Putin will never allow it. When I was in kindergarten, and I'm 68 years old, so that's 63 years ago, and it went on before that, we had to, once a month in school, all the way till I was in I got out of the sixth grade, we had to do a drill because of Russia. And you had to go in the hallway and sit down and put your head down between your legs.
You didn't have a book.
No, we didn't have a book.
You didn't have a book over your head.
No,
we were told we had a book over our heads.
They wanted us to die. See, that was the problem. But Flint, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan would have been two cities that would have went off first because we could revert all these factories into making like truck. My dad worked at Grand Blanc, and they made tanks at one time. And we still call it the tank plant. And there you go. Get under your desk, conservative said. Yeah, but that the point I'm trying to make is we've been calling Russia an enemy for me, it's six decades. And it's always Russia. It's never anybody else. It's always Russia. We could be fighting Vietnam, but it's always Russia. Always. And it's full of bull. Now China's eating our lunch. And Russia, all you hear is about Putin. We got to get rid of Putin. I'm tired of the United States getting rid of anybody. Let people live the way they you want to live.
Absolutely. But, it's not our job.
Use Russia in your space exploration. Heck, we saved them when one of their projects went sour. I think it was their space shuttle. We use Russia. NASA uses Russia, buys Russia engines for its propulsion systems taking off with their rocket propulsion. And hey, Russia came to the aid of the North in the Civil War. Russia blockaded the British ships. Russia went out on the West Coast and was blockading the ports of San Francisco. And when San Francisco caught on fire, about a couple hundred Russians lost their lives helping to try to put it out.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how they got to be our number one enemy. I don't understand it. Six decades, and it went on farther. It's 7-8 decades this has been going on in our schools. It isn't anymore. It's, the Cold War. Russia. Oh, bullshit.
I agree.
Look at China.
Yep. China's a bigger threat than Russia ever will be.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, there for a while, too. I remember Germany. They were throwing Germany in there occasionally.
Yeah. Well, China wants to get into Cuba real bad.
China wants to be the world dominant.
Well,
they're building something in Cuba, right?
Well, not yet. But that's the scuttlebutt I've been reading, is that that's going to happen. But the United States has gave a semi-warning. So I don't know. We'll see. Now we got Russia.
Yeah, and I'm
out.
Sure China's just shaking in their boots too.
Yeah. We let them build their own islands where they can, you know, build them out where they can land and refuel. That's basically what they're there for, or one of them anyway. I think that was the first one. Had a nice landing strip. And so, yeah, they're getting ready for something, but we're sitting on our hands.
Yup. As usual.
Yeah, corporations do control trillions in assets. That's a damn fact. That is right. I'm missing everything in the chat room. Lorianne, I see it now. That's the article. Okay. I got you.
Oh, I was posting an article and we were talking about BlackRock and JP Morgan. And so at the same time that they're, you know, working up this deal for rebuilding the Ukraine and drooling over that, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission officials earlier this week fined JP Morgan Chase $4 million after the company allegedly deleted roughly 47 million emails while in the midst of security investigations. The settlement order states that the messages were allegedly deleted from about 8,700 mailboxes that belonged to about 7,500 employees who had regular contact with Chase customers. So, while they're under investigation, let's wipe out 47 million emails.
And they only got.
And then they get a slap on the wrist of $4 million. That's it. JP Morgan Chase.
Slap. That isn't even a slap.
That's having you know, $1,000 cash and then, you know, tossing a $5 bill out to somebody. I mean, it's nothing to them. $4 million?
Yep.
Ah, you're right.
Well, so there's the one Hunter Biden got. He got a little slap on his little pinky, and that was it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That just goes to prove there's two or three levels of punishment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There is no justice here in America anymore. There just isn't.
Well, they destroyed the FBI. I know that.
Yeah, look at this other story. American First Legal. It's in the email I sent you. Filed civil rights complaint against Nordstrom for woke and racist hiring practices that exclude white people.
That's not going to go anywhere.
But that's not racist. Come on.
It's impossible
racist.
For white people to be oppressed.
And it's impossible to be racist against white people. Don't you know that? Only white people are racist. Nobody
of
else.
Of course, because the media trained me so well.
I know, right?
That's right.
And because I'm white. And because I'm racist, I have to bow down and kiss your toe.
Can you
remember
guys
that?
Hear
oh
me?
My gosh. Yeah, now we can.
Okay, because I'm on
my
phone and I'm taking Otis outside.
Hi, Otis.
Me and Otis. Two old guys going out for a walk.
You two old farts walking together.
There you go. Come on, Otis. They're making fun of us. You can just keep talking. We got something. When the hell did I must have missed? Come on. Well, you guys can continue the show, you know.
Well, you're the one that wanted to talk and ask if we could hear you.
Well, since you can hear me, go ahead and start a conversation so that we'll all jump in. Got a lot of action. Lori Ann, you're in charge of the chat room.
I am? Okay.
Well, since you're in the chat room and I'm outside.
Well, I'm outside having a few drags of a cigarette, so I will monitor the chat room when I get back, too. Hopefully nobody's
right.
being too unruly in there, but I did just look at it like a minute ago. But.
Well, I don't care if they speak unruly. Well, you know, they're talking, they're saying
this,
some good stuff.
After reading this story, you need a drink and a cigarette.
Oh,
he might
yeah,
be worth that.
This store, this business, who's gonna come in and buy the damn their merchandise? They talking about blacks and Latinx. Well, blacks don't have. This is Nordstrom. This is a pretty high. I don't know, Laurie Ann. Is this the high level stores that you shop in?
Yeah, we have the better ones, but doesn't Nordstrom own Target? Or no, that's Dayton. It was the Dayton's Target that was merged, not Nordstrom.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the marketing manager for Target, he's a member of Glensing, which is that organization that was headed by Kevin Jenkins, who Obama appointed as his educational czar, but Glensing is the LGBT organization that had that infamous Fiskate conference at Tufts University there in Massachusetts back in what 2000, where busting kids as young as 12 years old, and had workshops on topics such as should I swallow or spit out and fisting?
Jeez. That's disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting.
My God. I wonder how many kids are going to be pregnant or how many guys, you know, usually it's gay. These pictures I've seen is teaching boys how to be gay. Not with a girl.
Did you see the young lady that was got a lawsuit against the hospital and the doctors that gave her a full mastectomy at the age of 13?
The doctors and
psychiatrists convinced her and her parents that she really was a boy, that she really thought she was a boy. And so she went ahead and started transitioning and had a full mastectomy at the age of 13. I think she's 18 or 19 now. And she started transitioning back. I want to say when she was 16, 17. But now she got a full lawsuit against the hospital and the doctors for doing that. I can't remember her name. It was an odd name.
Yeah, there is some lawsuits going on against hospitals now and doctors and psychiatrists for this one gal seeing a psychiatrist one time for, I think it was 35 minutes, and he said, okay, this damn butchering this gal went through. I mean, this guy, he was a boy. So they cut his penis off, put him on all these drugs, and now he's a 20-year-old man, and he's suing them, and I don't blame him.
Well, you know, it is sad that her parents did not stick up for her, you know, but the way the doctors made it sound basically was the typical, well, do you want an alive trans boy?
Yeah.
Or do you want a dead daughter?
One parent of a gal that's suing said, or the young lady, she's a young lady, she said that she doesn't blame her parents because the doctor said, would you rather have a live son or a dead daughter? And they kept pushing that on, you know, and scared the parents into saying, okay. And there's a lawsuit going there. And this one, you probably heard this, Jazz Jennings. You can look her up. There's a tape of her mother when she was a toddler having him say, I'm a girl, and barely talk. This baby could barely talk. And the mother was just, you're a girl. Now, Jazz Jennings has a lot of problems. She got into Harvard. She got into Harvard. And her mother said, I'm so worried that she isn't going to continue doing what she needs to do because she has to put something inside her vagina every day or it closes up. And if I have to do it, I'll do it myself. Because she forgets, I guess she forgets, and mother gets on her ass. And she said, "I'll put it in myself." That mother should be in prison. That's what that mother said.
I agree. Oh, I know. It's like they're sanctioning, you know, parents raping their children with dildos multiple times a day if their children don't do it themselves, because you know your 13-year-old or 14-year-old, you have to get after them to do their homework, you have to get after them to clean their room, you have to get after them to help do the dishes, but they're totally able to make a decision like having surgery or, you know, to have a constructed so-called penis. Or a constructed so-called vagina, and they're going to totally be responsible. And it's not just once a day that they have to do this. They have to do this several times a day. Several times a day. Mm. They have to go to school, in the middle of school, go to the bathroom, and stick a dildo up inside them to keep their fake vagina open.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they have to do.
I don't know if somebody's suffer those pains, Donnie, to their balls, do you?
No. Oh, God.
I had a fly into my balls that doubled me over for about 15 minutes.
It don't take much. It doesn't take much pressure. I was a catcher, I know.
Hell, Molina got hit in the balls by a fastball. His swole up as big as a grapefruit, they say. Molina was catching for the Cardinals.
Oh, got it. Which one?
Yachty.
McCarty?
Yachty.
Oh.
Catching for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. He retired. He's a great catcher.
Yeah. Then you got this story where the mayor of New York is sending immigrants to Texas, Florida, and even China. Of all places. Wonder what they're going to use them for. Organ harvesting?
Of course. I mean, people are getting rich trying to damn organ harvesting. And they want these kids coming across the border. They want these kids. And our government...
Well,
they want the kids more than just your organs.
Yeah, he was bitching, complaining about Abbott and DeSantis doing it to him, talking about how humane it is. Now he's doing it.
Wow. That's something. Yeah. These kids, these poor kids, this guy on the internet, YouTube, he puts out videos. He's down at the border, and he was showing all these clothes, little girls' panties, little girls' shoes. A lot of little girl stuff. Little bras, you know, beginner bras, whatever the hell they're called, trainers, back when I was a kid.
Well, shouldn't red flag laws work in this case with them?
I guess not. Somebody's getting rich. Somebody is definitely getting rich. And now the Mexicans, of course, on the other side of the border, the cartels, they're threatening the girls of the evening. If they don't work for them, they're going to murder them. So if you know a gal that's a hooker, the pimps are now the cartels. Pretty good.
The girl's name that I was talking about is Kayla Lovedown. It's in California.
In California?
There's Chloe Cole that's suing. There's this Kayla Lovedale that's suing. There's more and more. And, you know, I can't remember, I think I was watching Newsmax, and they had a doctor and the way I envision it is like the head mother of like a group home for, you know, recovering people that are going through, you know, transitioning back and that kind of thing. And they said the numbers will never ever be released as to how many that have transitioned are detransitioning. They will never release those numbers. They will keep them covered up and buried deep just to fulfill their agenda. But there's more and more and more that are coming out and suing and transitioning. So it's crazy.
I just posted a link in the chat room. Not sure if you guys heard about this. Four kids aged between 5 and 10 taken into care after being found at a drag party with a dead trans woman's body on the floor and drugs scattered throughout the hoarder home.
The father was there, and he was dressed as a woman. Okay, which chat did you put that in, dear? Oh, in the chat in the blog talk.
Yeah, the chat and blog talk, yeah. Emergency services found the unidentified woman's body after an unconscious person report was made at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. They reportedly found six adults who appeared to be men, dressed as women inside, who were uncooperative and denied having children at their home. The children were found jammed together in a cramped room, surrounded by filth and stench permeating the air, hidden by an adult man reportedly wearing a wig. City Councilor Aaron Murphy told NBC that partygoers attempted to stop a responding firefighter from finding the kids. When he opened the door, he saw four young children and what I believe are two adults in a back room, and it was very disturbing to him, Murphy said to NBC. They just seemed scared. So, yeah, like, you know, and somehow that drag is perfectly okay, you know, that these drag shows are okay, drag parties are okay, they're not doing anything wrong, they're not harming the children, this is all good stuff. you know, and then it's like, we're going to start seeing more and more of this stuff. It's like the depravity is going on here, and the grooming. We're not grooming kids, so what the hell do you call this? You know? What the hell do you call
exactly.
this? That's not grooming. I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's definitely grooming.
Well, like you said, I think one of them was the father of those kids.
Wow. Yeah, it's surprising on how many parents are with their little kids watching this mess in New York. I seen this little boy and this kid, this guy, man, he's got his, you know, ding-dong hanging and his butt, and this kid's looking right at his crotch and making a face from hell.
I mean, isn't it like sitting and watching porn with your kids?
Yeah, might as well.
You know what I mean?
You might as well.
These people got to be demonic. Now they're going around attacking pregnant women.
They are. Why is that, Bianchi?
Yeah, the one story I'm putting out, text you a whole list of stories that this woman was pregnant and this gay guy person attacked her.
Wow.
And she apparently had some kind of something with her, flammable, and threw it on him and lit his ass up. And he's going to claim it was a hate crime. Like just
for
a lip.
Of course. And, you know, the gay guy will win. Your gay guy
of course.
Wins. Yeah, the prosecutor's going to say you bought that just so you could burn up a gay person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they need to make it legal to have, like, mini flamethrowers. Instead of having this little, you know, container of mace for women to carry in their purses, I want something that same size, it's like a little mini flamethrower. And,
well,
you know.
I'll tell you how to make one, Lorianne. Get a can of Aquanet. Start spraying it and light it up. And there's your flamethrower. There you go.
But it needs to self-ignite, though. You can't have to have a lighter and the can of Aquanet using both hands.
One
you need to be able to grab it out of your pocket, have
all
it
right.
self-ignite, and spray.
Okay, you got to tell
no,
everybody about your show. You've got about a minute and 20 seconds. So, and we got a lot of people on the switchboard, so tell them about your show, Lorianne.
Wow, has it been 2 hours already? Yeah, tune in tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I have a bunch of Oregon-related stuff. Our legislature finally got back to session, and I was fuming about that earlier this week. So plenty of stuff to talk about Oregon-related. And plenty of stuff to talk about beyond that. So it's going to be an open show. So I hope everybody can call in and join me tomorrow night.
There you go. And don't forget Tuesday night, Joseph Gibson show, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Give it a listen. I listened last Tuesday, and it was very, very interesting plan. And, you can always help with the plan. So join Joseph and a few others Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. There you go. I got them all in with 1 second to go. All right. Now we're taking
good job.
Whew. Now. Yeah, they found, you know, I already said this before, and I haven't heard another word. They found that house in Texas with, they were sending these little girls and little boys out at night, taking them to these houses and for sex, and I haven't heard another damn thing about it. It's like it was covered up. This house had, I don't know how many kids. But they got busted. But I wonder how many aren't getting busted. and how many kids are just getting killed just for their organs. Somebody, I'm telling you, you can make a ton of money, especially if it's a real young kid. And what I was reading, $500,000 is an out of the question, and especially in China. Which is, there you go. But we don't stop them. We don't stop them. And they asked, I forgot his name now, the other day about these illegal kids coming across the border, whether they're illegal or not. How many were there? Are there? Do you know where they're at? And he walked away. He wasn't going to answer that. Hell no, they don't know.
Yeah,
where
they don't want to even acknowledge the 85,000 kids that have gone, that have just disappeared.
Missing.
And their failure to keep an eye on them. And just flat out missing. Yep, let them all come in and let's not keep track of them.
If it's 85,000,
you know, Trump goes, kids are cages. Trump was such a bad guy.
Yeah, you know, Trump put them in cages, don't you know? Come on.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
You mentioned about these stories just going bye-bye. Remember a few months ago, there was a Texas that made world news, or, you know, not world news, but national news, about a guy or a family that had asked a guy that lived next door to stop shooting at 11 o'clock at night because they were putting their kids to bed.
Yeah.
And he ended up coming up to the porch and open fire on them. And both homes had illegals in them. Neither one of them. And it's like, I never heard anything more about that story after that.
I haven't either. I know what you're talking about. I haven't either. I try to follow these stories, and they just go away. You don't hear any more about them. And the news,
well, I'm wondering,
you know,
if there was an uproar because neither home were American citizens, you know, or green card holders, or here legally, or anything like that.
Yeah.
If, you know, there was an uproar about it, and the car, you know, it's much quiet.
Well, B.Y. said, you know, you don't want a well cognizant alpha mind caller. Come on, you can. Come on. I don't know if you can, but come on. We'd like to hear somebody smart.
You think?
Yeah. Conservative said, I will be there, Lori Ann. There you go.
Yes.
And
Robert and I are our new blog talk friends.
Oh,
thanks,
is that right?
Thanks to Montana Joe.
Okay. I've heard of Robert. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate it very much. And, it's a shame that we missed the smartest man in the United States. He can't call in right now, but maybe he'll bless us with his presence next Saturday night and spread some knowledge to us poor people. I'm always eager to learn from somebody as smart as B. Wise.
Okay. Shit's getting deep. Thank God my feet are exposed.
You're what?
I said,
your feet are exposed?
I'm barefoot. Yeah, because I'm barefoot and I'm wearing makeup, so, you know, it's like I can walk through and wash it off real easy.
Okay. In the top of the 11th inning, well, 10th inning, really. I believe it's the 10th, maybe the 11th. LSU, number 4, hit a home run, and LSU won 4-3 in extra innings in the first game of a three-game series against Florida. And LSU is ranked number 5, Florida number 2. And go LSU. Good job. Guy made a hell of a catch in left field, too, by the way. So I enjoy watching young people play ball. Okay, I'm done with the baseball stuff. Hello.
Well, on that note, I am going to say goodnight because I am tired. It's been a long day.
Yeah, you know, Gene, I appreciate when you call in because I know you work hard. I know you work hard. You like to tell the people around us we got some 810s over calling in and 989s. Would you like to tell them about your business where they can?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, this year's been a crazy year, so with the weather and everything, things are not growing like they should. But anyways, we have a market farm. We're here in Flushing on Johnson Road. And I grow tomatoes and peppers and hot peppers and cabbages and beans and what else do we grow? Squashes and cucumbers and there are melons and raspberries and strawberries, and we should have raspberries coming on and blackberries real soon. And lettuce. We grow organically. We are not organic certified, but we do utilize all organic practices. So no chemicals that are not safe. Like our pesticide is derived from geraniums. So, everything is organically done, and I have a stand at the end of our driveway, and it's totally on our system, and if you follow us on Facebook, it's New Day Gardens in Flushing, Michigan, and every time I harvest and put something out there, you will be the first to know if you follow our page.
There you go. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. You have a great night.
Sometimes I feel like you have to come to Delta region up there just to get some cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Come on up.
And, Gene, don't forget, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, the UAW show switches over, and we're going to have Pianki and his special guest, and they're going to talk about what? Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Otis is having a little spell. You guys go ahead for a minute. Go ahead. Tell her about it.
At 8 o'clock tomorrow, what?
They're going to be explaining the UAW group about the convention of state.
About what? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Article 5, Convention of State.
You're echoing, Yankee.
I don't know what's causing that.
So you're going to have a special
guest? Yeah, it's like Donnie has two mics open or something.
Who's the special guest?
Yeah, you probably do.
Well, I don't. I already hung up my phone.
Everybody's echoing.
Yeah, we are.
Otis okay?
Yeah. He was just having a little spell. He has that once in a while, and I always get to him, and then he's all right. That's why I don't get any sleep, neither does Cinnamon. We hear him and boom. Now we got echoed.
I threw it on speaker so Scott could hear whatever you were saying. Maybe that was me. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Oh, that was you.
Yeah, now it
Hold
seems
on.
Okay.
Now, why would it be... Go ahead.
I'm going to hand the phone to Scott so he can hear what you're going to say because he's going to bed, too, from Bianchi. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Okay.
I thought he already knew.
No. What am I supposed to know?
Individual. Dale Carey, he'd be on Educate the UAW group on Prevention Safe Article 5 program that's going on.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about the procedure, how it goes about. You know, the whole idea is to curtail this runaway federal government in the areas of term limits, fiscal responsibility, and federal overreach, especially in trying to control state lands in the areas of energy and issuing out licenses and fees. No money should go to the state.
Convention of states. I don't know. You must have left the show early a couple of weeks ago, Scotty, on the 11th, because even Adrian brought it up. And, oh, we got an extra show. And I had to break the news to her, but it's tomorrow. 8 o'clock. We're going to go an hour on the UAW show.
It's pretty good organization because can I operate with the C3 and also with the C4, where it informs its members about pertinent bills that's coming down through the State House. Give them the ability to do emails to their representatives and state representatives and state senators, send communiques straight to the governor. Like this governor here wants to veto a couple of bills that they're flying to. And there goes the echo.
Man, why in the hell are we
the hell? Better?
I think it's blog, not blog talk, I think it's Skype.
Oh. Okay, so we're going hard out tomorrow for an hour.
No, we're going UAW, and we're just going to continue. We're not going to get off the UAW show, but 8 o'clock we're switching over. Prevention of state, because there are so many people that don't know about it. And you must have left early because we talked about it a couple weeks ago. You must have took off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got like a doubleheader going tomorrow.
Yeah. Two shows in one, buddy.
There you go. Okay.
I know there's so many people. Hell, I don't know a hell of a lot about it either. So, but I joined.
Well,
and then,
it looks like the program that Laurie and Joe had going on, the topics is about solutions. I think that's a great thing because everybody knows about how to complain. So what about the solutions?
The solutions is right. And that's Joseph Gibson's podcast. So, on Blog Talk Radio, by the way. 7 o'clock.
All right, good night, people.
Good night, Gene.
Good night,
Thank
Gene.
You.
Good night.
Nice to hear from Gene. And
all right, good.
Now, no echo. We'll blame it on Gene. It's all Gene's fault.
Yeah, the state here, the legislature passed a bill to prohibit certain procedures to alter the sex of a minor child. And you got the governor, who's a Democrat, wants to veto that.
God, I don't, what is wrong with these grown men, these with gray hair that know better? They know better. What the hell are they doing? These school boards, you look at the crap they're allowing, and they know better. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
for the Bible to be taught in history and literature. And
yeah, well,
public institution. They got another bill that passed where In God We Trust can be, you know, put on your buildings like the library and so on.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want that.
And they want it off in that on your money. They want it off.
Yeah, they want to take your money.
If yeah, that's true. They want you to go go electronically. That's it. So they can cut your money supply off whenever they want to. And that's how they will control you in the end, is they're going to take your bucks. And people my age, if we can't do something to contribute to society, well, we won't get any medical attention. That's their deal. But I got a message for them. They better run for the hills when they change that. Mm-mm. God, there's so many militias out there. God, I forgot how many Michigan has. People, all they do will do is hook up, and we'll be all right.
States, they're not holding gun safety courses, sessions with people, for sure, and events, just like Bowling League Night. They should have a shooting league night. Competition amongst groups, family members. Should go back to having shooting as a merit badge in your Boy Scout Explorers. A lot of things. And most of all, you need to wear that gun. Women need to wear it. Put that holster on. If you just put a holster on, it don't have anything in it. That's been a message.
Right. Oh yeah, and if people if took care of themselves, they'll have a supply of food.
Yeah,
peppers. Got one of those instant lighters, and of course your knives.
In these parades, you got these cross-dressers, these women coming down the street naked. Their breast is naked.
Yeah.
Well, so you can't wear a holster?
Yeah. One gal had her top off at the White House. I think Joe had to take Jill in there.
Oh, yeah. You know about that story, right? They were showing off their surgeries. They're like, see my boobies? There's hardly any scars. Looky, looky.
Joe, he had a feeling he hasn't had in 10 years, so he took Jill into the Oval Office, took care of business. Damn, that was
I'm highly doubtful that Biden can even be physically able to take care of any business at this point.
Well, he might not. But he got to see a strange pair anyway. She got banned. She's banned from the White House now. Like she was going to go back anyway.
Yeah, and I guess the he that became a she apologized and realized that, yes, that was pretty inappropriate to do that right on the White House lawn.
Oh.
I realize that now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like
uh-huh.
you had to be told that, really? You got to think about that for a couple days before you realize that might have been a mistake.
Yeah, it probably didn't take too long after Twitter and probably blew up like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's in the deadness.
Yeah. Okay. Matt Gaetz accuses Lloyd Austin of causing tremendous harm with vaccine mandate. And who sent me? Matt. Matt, thank you. I think you're the Matt for I used to work with. I believe I recognize that last name. I won't say it, but thank you.
Gentlemen, Mr. Gaetz is recognized. I would simply observe that George Washington was also a believer in natural immunity. Were there people who had had smallpox and could demonstrate it, the readiness of the force was put above any type of mandate or requirement. Our Secretary of Defense currently doesn't seem to have that same belief, and the consequence has been devastating for our military. I'm voting for Mr. Jackson's amendment and all the amendments that allow for a reinstatement and additional remedies that we'll define here for our service members, because we're not a stronger military as a consequence of this vaccine mandate. When we've asked people in force posture hearings again and again before this committee, are we stronger without the hundreds of pilots, without the special operators, without the people in the Guard and the reserves that have been driven out? Time and again, they indicate the parts of our mission that suffer as a result of that. So this is about readiness, and it's about undoing the tremendous harm that's been done to these service members by a frankly, very ill-supported vaccine mandate. I yield back.
Chair, now recognizes the ranking member.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The military could also be asked if they think a military is stronger if the service members think orders are optional. I think they would all be pretty unanimous in saying, no, if you can't have service members who are following orders, you are going to be decidedly weaker. Second, I want to emphasize the point that Mr. Ryan made. This affects, at the moment, exactly two, as I understand it, service academy members, and in both instances, the Secretary of Defense has exercised their option to waive this requirement. So this is a solution in search of a problem. And then lastly, we don't really want to...
Hold on.
The lady yields back. Gentleman from Texas is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Durham. That's not part of the report. It is a lot of what I've heard from my colleagues on the other
back
side of
to back.
Yeah, one of my colleagues from California said, I don't know what we're doing here. And what we're doing here is going through this very damning report. The FBI has failed many times over the years that you investigated them. I'd like to ask, did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without speaking to the people who provided the information?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane on a Sunday, only 3 days after reviewing the information?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without any significant review of its own intelligence database?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without interviewing the essential witnesses?
Yes.
Did the FBI open Crossfire Hurricane without using any of the standard analytical tools typically employed in evaluating intelligence?
Yes.
Did the FBI consider the possibility that it was the target?
It didn't appear so to me from the evidence.
And so I'm curious if you could tell me, because I'm not a prosecutor, some of my colleagues here are, but the average American is not. Can you tell us why and under what motivation would a prosecutorial agency act in such a way where it willfully ignores multiple instances of exculpatory evidence throughout the course of its investigation? I just don't understand that.
That, in my experience, that is not the norm. That's not how the FBI performs. In this particular case, as is reflected in the report, there appear to be persons in the FBI who were central to opening the investigation that had rather strong views concerning then-candidate Trump.
And we've heard in your report that you reference confirmation bias. And a lot of times, or sometimes, we see that the investigators perhaps the FBI investigators, they have a confirmation bias because they want a guilty outcome. They want to find the suspect guilty. But we did not see that to be the case for Hillary Clinton. So it makes me think that based on the investigation into the conduct and the continuous disregard for duty, there was obviously a special motivation to find this suspect, Donald Trump, and his campaign guilty above anyone else. Would you agree?
I can speak to what the facts show, as documented in the report. People draw their reasonable inferences, conclusions from those facts with an honest reading of the report.
If either you or someone on your team willfully ignored exculpatory evidence, refused to interview key witnesses, favored one suspect over another, or did any or all of the things that the FBI did during Crossfire Hurricane, would you face repercussions?
There ought to be repercussions. If that ever happened in connection with an agent that I was working with and I knew about it, the first thing would be to report it to the court, and probably second thing would be to report it to their superiors. The third thing would be sure that agent never worked with me again.
I appreciate that. I also appreciate your remarks earlier in your open testimony where you said, my colleagues and I carried out our work in good faith, with integrity, in the spirit of following the facts wherever they lead, without fear or favor. I believe you did that. I'm disappointed in some of my colleagues that have said disparaging remarks about you. I've seen very few that actually talk about your report. They want to talk about everything else, which tells me you're onto something. I'd also yield the balance of my time to the chairman.
I appreciate the gentleman for yielding. So Danchenko is the primary subsource. A few years before he does this work, he was investigated by the FBI for espionage. Is that right, Mr. Durham?
Correct.
And that case was halted because the FBI thought he left the country. Had he left the country?
No.
Where was he living?
He remained living in the place he was living when they opened the investigation.
Right here in D.C., right?
Yeah.
He hadn't left anywhere. He's right here in D.C., and they said, we're going to stop this. And then they go hire him, use the tax money of the people I get the privilege of representing to pay this guy who they obviously knew was a Russian spy. They hire him, who's the source of all the false information. Is that true?
They paid him. They hired him, and they paid him.
Couple hundred thousand, if I recall, right?
It's over $200,000.
Yeah, and then this guy is hanging out with Dolan, Charles Dolan, who's a buddy of the Clintons, who's also a source for the false dossier that was used to spy on an American citizen. He's hanging out with Dolan. In fact, don't they meet on a park bench somewhere in Arlington, Virginia on New Year's Day?
New Year's Day, middle of the day.
This is straight out of the movies, right? And the FBI says, but we're not going to talk to Charles Dolan. This is two of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. They won't talk to they pay a guy who's a Russian spy who's the source of the dossier. The other source of the dossier is Charles Dolan, who meets with that guy on a park bench in Arlington, and they don't want to interview him. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but that's what Comey's FBI did. And they're still doing this kind of baloney because Mr. D'Antuono told us so, running operations, running investigations out of headquarters instead of assigning a U.S. attorney, a job you did for a long time and did very well. That is a huge problem. And your report, that's why your report's valuable.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Oh, it's a nice break. I don't know if anybody's still here, but it was a nice break.
I am still here.
Well, did you wake up? Did you? Huh? Did you?
Oh, I've been awake.
Okay. All right.
I took about an hour or so nap before the show so that I would be a little more talkative.
Well, you haven't let us down. You did fine. You really did fine. Uh-huh.
Yep. And then I joked with Joe Montana. It always cracks me up with... I give him a hard time about something. I joked with him via text. And scrolling up right now because I want to get my words right on how I, let's see, scrolling up because I want to say exactly what I said and how I said it to him. It's kind of funny. I was giving him a hard time about like calling me Lori instead of Lorianne, and it seems like everybody's picking up on him calling me Lori, and then so now everybody is starting to call me Lori instead of Lorianne, right? So it's kind of a thing now.
Oh yeah.
And
I have
and and then he's like, well, you're the one that calls me Jowey. He's like, you do that Jowey thing.
Yeah.
And so I texted him back, and I'm like, I do the Jowey with that shitty accent. No one else does it because it's my thing as your radio wife, then radio ex-wife, then radio mistress, then radio ex-mistress, then now back together as radio friend zone.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Yeah, you've been smoking
and then
that.
Tonight I graduated that to the internet radio booty call.
Booty call. Oh, you crazy.
The evolution of the relationship between Montana Joe and Luciferian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are crazy. Boy, now people are sending me stuff when we're in overtime.
Hey, Donnie, I don't see you advertising for the show tomorrow.
It's on our... you got to be a member of UAW Factory Whistle Show.
Yeah, it should be on the...
Original.
It should be on the main schedule, UAW, shouldn't it? I see Laurie at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, something like that.
I don't... Where are you looking? Are you looking in... In our thing, our personal...
No, I'm looking at the live episodes.
Expos?
Live episodes.
On Blog Talk. Yeah, I don't see a Blog Talk episode for tomorrow.
No. I haven't put it up yet. That's why you haven't seen it. I put up the... whatever that thing is that you scan... And it's really big.
I wanted to take a look at that. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, it's huge. I got it in my mail right now. It's, usually it's a little, like a stamp. Or a little bigger.
I'll see if I can give you, is it big in your mail too? Well, you could have resized it in your mail.
Well, I did. I got it to be small, and I pasted it, and it was small, and I went back and looked. It was big again. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. That's exactly what I said. I don't have a damn clue what I'm doing. Okay, here it is. It's really big. That's why I wonder, how in the hell do you scan something that big? Hold on here. No, that isn't going to do it. Let me help.
Can you can open properties up and change the pictures where it's like 250 by 250.
I got it. I'll be damned. That's all I had to do. There's three dots above it or on the side of it, and it says small or large. And I hit small, and now it's perfect. I didn't even see those three dots before. Huh, you just sent me this. Thursday, yeah. Wow. Okay. Now I got it. Let me keep that right there. All right. Yeah, I put up the show, and then Scott, he takes it around to all the other UAW shows that he knows of, and UAW shows that we're not kicked out of. There's a lot of people that don't like us, so but we got a lot of friends, and UAWD is one, and they got a huge following. He posts it to their site and about four others, so it gets around. We usually have a good turnout on UAW show, especially it's contract year. You really do good. I don't know who you are, Cheryl Ireland. Wants to be my friend on Facebook. I got so many friends on Facebook, I don't even know a half of them. don't know half of them.
Yeah, a lot of them be one date.
Yeah, well, can you blame them? Come on, can you blame them?
Well, you know, pay $5.99 and I'll give you a link to my private webcam, you know.
There you go, baby. There you go. There's nothing wrong with it. I know two ladies that are making huge money doing that. And the third one, she's making big money just because she shows her feet. I couldn't believe the folks that, you know, have a foot fetish, which is cool. I don't care what kind of fetish you got. But she makes a damn good living. They all three make more money than I do, I'll tell you that. Even when I was working at
the
truck.
Hell, they had this black guy was going around to the running tracks attacking women, throwing them down, pulling their shoes and socks off, sucking their toes. That's all he's done.
Wow.
Just suck their toes.
Well, that guy couldn't help himself. He likes sweaty feet.
That's, I guess.
How do they not get, like, their teeth kicked out? I mean, if somebody came up and did that to me, they don't have any front teeth left.
You probably are scared, and it only take a minute to knock you down, take your shoe and sock off, because you got those little mini socks. So those are just pull off. And I don't know, maybe it felt good. Hell if I know. Nobody sucked on my toes lately. My gnarly old 68-year-old toes. Poor babies.
Yeah, I don't think they would want my toes. I mean, you're talking to a woman. I have never had a pedicure. I refuse to pay money to have somebody clip my toenails and soak them and run the cuticle crap things under them to clean out the dirt and stuff like that. I've never even had a pedicure ever in my life, and I really have no longing to do so. So I don't think that they would want my toes. I'm just happy, like, okay, I clipped them. That's as good as you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. You all right, Otis? You're all right. Yeah, well, what the hell? I'm trying to find the Tigers. I won't say it. Anyway, I'll have that. Don't worry, Bianchi. There's, like Adrian brought it up, because she was all ready to hang in there and listen. She wanted to know more about it. I'm sure we'll have some people that are working, actually. Usually we have two or three people that are on the line working. And when they break, they call in. Not call in, they're already in. They start talking. So we'll be all right. How in the hell? Anyway. Well, it gets awful quiet when it gets this time of night. Lorianne, you should have taken a two-hour nap instead of an hour.
Yeah, I know it. What can I say?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm interested. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow at the Convention of States, because, you know, I do get their newsletters and stuff, and it's an interesting movement for sure, you know, although I don't know all the ins and outs of it because, you know, I'm not active like Bianchi is, but I think people will benefit from it.
I was going to say, too bad we'll be off by 9. I don't know if how long it'll be, but if we're still on, why don't you simulcast our show with your show?
How do we do that?
All you have to do is play, get, go on to your show, see, and open another window and click on mine and play it through. Oh, I got a mixer. I don't know if you can do that without a mixer.
Yeah, not without a mixer. Can't really do that.
Oh, gosh. Who is it? I'm trying to find who sent me this. It was on Twitter. DC Flow. DC Flow did it. DC MAGA on Twitter sent me Stanley Ann Dunham, Obama's mother. And it says, the next time the left talks about Melania's lingerie pictures, show them this. And a picture of Obama's mother's butt. She's looking at the camera. And, yeah, she's naked. She is naked. Yeah, well, she used to do those things for Frank Marshall Davis, I think is his name. Which absolutely Obama looked like, and now people are saying he's really Obama's father. But I tell you, they look the same. But yeah, Stanley Ann Dunham was a wild.
Nothing would surprise me.
She's a wild kind of chickie, wild lady. Nice butt, though, I'll tell you that. Thank you, D-Flow, or DC-Flow. Okay. I've seen that picture a long time ago. She was pictures of her and another lady together. Somebody sent me those pictures a long time ago. She made money. I guess that's all that matters. I remember those old kind of magazines in the day when I was a kid. Wow. That turned you on, really? I remember Mike, I won't say his last name. We grew up together. I'm about 2 years older than him, but his mom and dad always went down the street and having a party. So we, you know, they always had the projector up, so we... Mike, Little Mike, we called him. Little Mike went and got his dad's film, and we watched Barbara Streisand and another guy. I kept talking about that tape forever, and I finally found it online. I got it. Oh, she was a little porn star back in the day. A lot of them were back then making money. They sure were. And one lady came out, one actress without her name, says she was with, what's that guy's name, went to prison? He was not a director, but he could put you in the movies. Oh, God, my memory's so bad. Wise? No, I don't know. Maybe you guys know. But, she said he had a deep penis, and it just grossed you right out. And she said, I can't even describe it. It grossed me out so bad. And, you know, he was married to a pretty lady. And
probably had teeth.
He had what? Two?
Probably had teeth.
Oh, I don't know. I can't describe
teeth in a weird teeth and a weird smell.
That was his butt. No, that was his butt. But she said, "There's no way in hell, even if he put me in Gone with the Wind, would I do anything with him?" Let me get cinnamon, and I believe...
I gotta count myself fortunate that I have never been with a guy that had a deformed, really ugly penis. I will count my blessings. I've had, you know, I've dated guys that ended up to be very, very small, you know, pinky dicks. but not deformed. I don't know what I would do. Like, how do you be polite about that? You know, it was really hard to be polite with a guy when I, you know, just when he's a pinky dick. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm not even going to be able to feel this thing. You know, so like growing up with a guy.
We don't want to know anything about
deformed.
It.
How do you handle that? Like, if you've got a really ugly deformed one, how do you deal with that? I don't know.
I will never bring it up again. I apologize to everybody. I didn't know Lori Ann was in the cold.
How would you not know? Even Cinnamon, that's why she called in when she did. There, she's like, uh-oh, Donnie just mentioned deformed penis. That's going to get Lori Ann going.
Yep. She's going to take that and run.
Well, we have John Doe. That's
the man that requests that the lights be off, and when he comes to the bed, he's walking sideways.
You damn right. You bet. He's got two kids, so I guess it works that way. Well, at least they say it's his kids. You notice his wife didn't show up at court for him at all, and she was so happy he went to prison. She gets all the money, and he was rich. He was loaded. And don't tell me these female actresses didn't go up and know what was going on and went up there and just so they'd get a movie role. I'm not believing any of that horse shit that they didn't. Everybody knew that shit was going on. Come on. John Doe, you're on with us, buddy.
Hey!
Where in the heck have you been?
Hey there, stranger.
Are you with me now? We're going to have to go over that one more time.
No. I'm going over that again.
John Doe wants us to talk about deformed penises again. Uh-oh.
actually, I was going to let you know, Miss Lori Ann, that once you sign into your show and you get ready to bring in Donnie's show, just use your dial pad and dial his show number and keep everything else muted.
Ah, that's how to do it. That's right.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't know it allows you to call into another Blog Talk show using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never tried that before.
I didn't think of that. Yeah. That's why we got John Doe helping us out here. That's only if you want to, Lori Ann, because that's what we'll be talking about. So if we go over an hour, and if not, I'll plug you in somehow if you want to do that. But that's totally up to you. Hell, I could call you from my switchboard. You notice, though,
Well, you know, the nice thing, too, with my show is that, you know, I have the three-hour plan for now. So even if you run a little late and you call in an hour late, you know, or whatever, I mean, you have until close to midnight your time to call in.
Right. You notice that you can't direct dial into my show anymore. Don't know if
yes,
you know
your it. Direct connect is gone. They got you back on the two-hour plan finally, huh?
Yep.
Did they ever refund you any more money?
One time. They gave me $49. I got tired of screwing with them. So I told them it's go back. As long as I got to keep everything, and I could. So everything's fine. I'm back to 2 hours, and I'm happy about it. Hell, we didn't, you know, we still go 3 hours or and more. That's fine. That's enough.
Yeah, I'd still fight for that money because they strung you along for so damn long, you know, charging you the full price on the gold plan. And it took them, what, 3 months to get you back down to your two-hour plan?
Well, no, I can't.
You know, they still owe you money.
Oh, yeah, they owe me money. Absolutely, they owe me money. But I'm not going to fool with them. I'm not going to mess with them. Where I'm back where I want to be, that's it. That's fine. Dun, da, da, da. I'm not going to do that little trick again. No.
God, no doubt. No doubt. I have never experienced anything like that. I still have the 30% off.
Well,
that's
good.
Why I'm still on the gold. You know, because it's like, okay, $30 more for the 3 hour plus the direct connectability and stuff like that. You get more saved content hours and crap. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I can swing an extra, you know, I'll swing an extra 30 for that, but no way am I paying a full 100.
I wouldn't mess with it, Lorianne. Don't worry about it, and they'll forget about it, and you stay on the three-hour plan. That'd be awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll probably go down to the two-hour plan. I don't know. I just got billed for this month, and so, you know, I managed to swing this month. We'll stick on the gold, but... next month I might end up reverting back to the two-hour plan again to save myself a few bucks. So I'm going to have to battle them. And if they string me along like they did with you, then I might have to temporarily cancel my account, you know, cancel my premium, and then turn around and sign back up under the silver.
Yeah, but you don't want to lose your content.
Take my chances.
You don't want to lose your content.
Yeah. Well, at least I download all my audio, you know. So, I mean, I can recreate the shows if I have to.
Oh, okay.
I did it before. I can do it again. But now, of course, I have, like, more than twice as many shows I'd have to do it for. But, and then utilizing the Wayback Machine or the, you know, web archive site. You know, and since I post every one of my shows on Facebook, I still have the original link.
Right.
And so even if they're all taken down, you know, I post that into the web archive site. I can pull up what, you know, what that episode's text was and everything and recreate it. It's a lot of copy-pasting, and it's pretty tedious, but you can do it. And once you get into the groove, you know, then, you know, pretty soon it's done. And it just takes a few hours, you know, several hours to do it. But I don't think that they would totally get rid of it right away. I would imagine that they hang on to it for a little while, exactly for that reason. Because, you know, if you're Blog Talk and, you know, and somebody cancels their premium subscription, right, if you immediately delete all their content, then there's no way for you marketing-wise to entice that person to come back as a premium again. You know, oh, hey, you know, we'll offer you a deal if you come back on premium, you know. We'll give you a month, you know, for... $10 off. They wouldn't really be able to entice you if they immediately got rid of all your content immediately. You know, so I'm sure they must hang on to it for a certain amount of time so they can try to entice you back again.
They might. I don't know. They did offer me 25% off of their sister site, which is Spreaker. I didn't know they had anything to do with Spreaker. But there you go. I could go over there for
Wow.
25% off.
Yeah, and they even sounded like Spreaker was better.
Yeah. Yeah. I say bad
email. I've never even heard of Spreaker.
Oh, yeah. That's where Suzette is, Spreaker.
But Spreaker, you don't have a call-in number for people to call in. Everybody has to use like a Direct Connect type Skype or Zoom type thing to get access to Spreaker.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can't just call. They don't have a number. That's strange. Why not?
Yeah, see, that's what I like about Blog Talk. I mean,
yeah.
I don't really know of any other service that's like Blog Talk where you can have live call-in and stuff like that.
Somebody was, I don't know what it was now. They had a call-in number. You remember what that was, Simon? Those two guys that I worked with?
Well, Suzette
was TalkShoe.
TalkShoe. That's right.
Suzette, she has some kind of third-party, I don't know, program that she uses, or she did. I don't know. It's been a while since I've tried to use that number, so I don't know if she still has it or not. But that was the way she was providing the call-in on her Spreaker. But I don't know if she's still using it or not. You know, Suzette is also like Pianki with the Convention of States stuff. Remember when she did her little spill on this show, talked to Clutch that one night?
Yeah, I sure do remember. You're right. I remember. I don't know if she's healthy enough to do a show anymore right now. Since she's been sick, I haven't been back over there. Well, she really does a fine job, too. She does a lot of digging, investigative reporting type stuff. She does a fine job.
And yeah, I really like Suzette. She has a great voice for it, too. Her voice is very easy to listen to.
Yeah. That's why Bring It Boy married her, is because of the voice.
Oh, I'm sure that's all it was.
that's it. That was it, man. I'm serious. Serious, man.
Well, I'm trying to get young people involved in, going back to the founder. I'm going to the local congressperson and get a arm full of constitutions and start making sure young people have them and know what's going on.
Yeah.
And trying to get the black churches to get involved in these issues because they affect them, and they should when it comes down to these issues that affect children.
Yeah.
And having the Bible be taught in history and literature, and God we trust back on public buildings, and making sure that your taking vaccination cannot be a condition of your employment for a government job anyway. Who in the world couldn't go for that?
Yeah. I hope you get some inroads on that. That'd be wonderful, young people. Yes, sir. Got that? You're right. You got to get young people involved.
And those issues are not necessary issues that's sponsored by COS. Those are issues that through the process of getting notifications out, these House bills and these Senate bills are also brought to the attention of the members within this state, number close to 40,000. And that they probably never would have knew anything about these if it wasn't for these way of disseminating information to
broad numbers of people at one time.
Right.
Well, you know, it's kind of like Ron Paul when he was campaigning. He spent a lot of time going to college campuses and, you know, having rallies and, you know, to try to attract more young people, young voters, into the message of liberty and founding a constitution and, you know, getting increasing their awareness of, you know, of our founding principles and things, because, you know, he, like us, know that our education system is nothing but indoctrination camp.
Right.
And, you know, and you have to recruit young people to be excited about liberty, you know, because once they start understanding the concept of liberty and the concept of our Constitution and our rights and what that really means, and how our government is abusing them time and time again, and realizing that our Constitution provides the solution. The Convention of States is a nonviolent solution written into our Constitution so that we wouldn't have to have another violent revolution again. Revolution is great, you know. It doesn't have to be violent, though. And Ron Paul was just so awesome at really getting younger people engaged in the whole concept of it and excited about it. You gotta get to them, man. You gotta get to these younger voters that just, they're coming out of their Department of Education K-12, and they don't know, you know, squat about squat.
That was one of Ron Paul's taglines, was re-love, he put love in revolution.
Yeah, and like his banners had the red, you know, love, you know, highlighted and kind of skewed, you know, in revolution. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I very much like Ron Paul.
Yeah. Yes, we do like Ron Paul. I like his son, too. I do like his son.
Yeah. His son's not as libertarian as Ron Paul, but
no,
he is good.
I'd like to see...
He's a hell of a lot closer than anybody else in Congress right now, I tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Thomas Massie is the best one I can tell so far.
From Kentucky, I like him also. Yes, you're right. Absolutely right. I do like Massie. I have to say Kentucky's got some good senators and congressmen.
For Mitch McConnell.
Oh, God, I forgot about him. Oh, God.
Mitch is at least a little bit better than a Democrat.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Boy,
well,
I don't know.
If you're going to have a crook working for you, it better be at least somebody conservative. And he may not be as conservative as we would like, and we might not like that he's as crooked as he is. But it's better to have, well, I still agree with what your point is, but the, you know what I'm trying to say, too.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like picking Trump. I hated it every time. I can't stand the guy. I used to love him in the 80s whenever I was into the construction industry and my uncle and working with, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought he's great. But then the more I got to know him and stuff and the things he was doing, I was like, no, I don't think this cat's somebody I'm going to model my life after or follow. I don't care how rich the cat is. I always felt there was something phony about him. But whenever he became a candidate for president, once my candidates got kicked to the curb and he was the only one left running against a Democrat, I said, oh, man, I got to hold my nose.
Well, were you disappointed?
You know, I was pleasantly surprised. He did much better than I expected. Actually turned out to be probably the best president we've had in my experience of life.
Right. Mine too. I agree. Who's doing that with the noise?
That's me. I'm trying to be very, very quiet.
Well, you're not, honey.
I know. I'm going to hit mute.
Okay.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my gosh. What the? By the way, if you're Los Angeles.
You don't remember that commercial, the Midas commercial?
No.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, call your Midas man.
Oh, my gosh. No, I guess I forgot. But if you're a Los Angeles Angels fan, they won tonight 25-1. Against Colorado. 25 runs on 28 hits and no errors.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I just had to say it. And by the way, the LSU pitcher that started, he had 17 strikeouts, folks. 17 strikeouts. I mean, I don't care if you're not a fan of baseball. That's freaking awesome. That'd be awesome. 17 strikes.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
I want to kind of cover backtrack to a couple weeks or so ago. You were saying something about Donald Trump teaming up with Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
I would prefer if Trump would team up with Tulsi Gabbard if you're going to try to work from that angle.
You're right. I like that even better. I like Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, the RNC and DNC would never allow it. But Tulsi's an independent now, so it could be possible.
Yeah,
but
sure
I'd like
would.
To see that, too.
Yeah, she
man,
does.
Have you listened? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, have you actually listened to any of her speeches here recently? I've caught a couple of them in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I was like, man, this girl is definitely not on the Democrats anymore. And she was speaking, you know, we got to protect ourselves from all the oligarchs in these companies and taking over our government, and we got to protect the Second Amendment. I was just like, are you sure you were a Democrat at one time?
But
she still wanted to look out for
the
less
fortunate.
Yeah.
She's from Hawaii. Like even more liberal than California, Hawaii. She's seeing the light.
Yeah. Yeah. She got hosed. I remember when she was running and there were so many Democrats on stage and she was at the end. I think she got the answer twice, but when she did, she put a nail on Biden and who I think it was one. I don't know if
and
it was
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's
she ripped
was.
Kamala Harris to shreds.
That's right. Absolutely. And I was really impressed. I was always impressed with her. And I think I told Cinnamon, if she ran for president and got the nomination, I would probably, it'd be a tough vote for me. I mean, she's pretty good. And I agree with a lot of her thinking, but she's been on the Five. I've been watching her on the Five. And that's on Fox, and she's damn good. They ought to give her a show.
Yeah, she's changed her tunes about the Second Amendment a lot. You know, she used to support a lot of the gun control measures, and that's the one thing I was looking for with her was, you know, you've got to change your stance or I won't get behind you. And she's been changing her tune about that because, you know, she's seeing what's happening, and she's like, okay, I totally get it now. You know, I totally get why the Second Amendment is there. It's for the very kind of government that we have in place right now, you know, and she's totally seeing it. She's seeing the light.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think part of her conversion came from actively being participant in battle through our military and then having to put up with all the nonsense as a congressional, you know, representative. She figured out right then, man, that oath I took as a military person and as a congressman sure don't mean much to most of these people up here. And look at all of my fellow Americans in our district that are suffering from these illogical decisions that's being made and, you know, disrespecting their needs. Back to you.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a president that actually has military experience, you know, and not like Bush Jr., where, you know, he got, you know, like baby formula level military experience.
They're still going to find his records. They're still looking in Alabama for his records right now as we speak. And they still can't find it.
Exactly.
And they talked to the
colonel
that was head of the program in Alabama, and he said, I don't remember no George W. Bush. I don't know. Wasn't in our Scott squadron. Why are you supposed to be? You know, he didn't do anything. All right.
You know, I was thinking the other day about the Bush family because, you know, Daddy Bush was so influential for so long, long before he became vice president under Reagan. I mean, that guy was the, you know, Daddy Bush was the first director of the CIA.
Yeah.
And